Thank you so much. It's still raining here at the Pritzker Pavilion, but we're hanging in there. And besides, people are even more attractive with moss growing over their faces. In just a minute, Carl will once again amuse and amaze you with his impressions of this week's newsmakers in another round of Who's Carl This Time. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Paula, released last week the new Casio Exilim digital cameras come equipped with a feature that will delight ugly and withered people the world over. What is this new technology?
It's got a beautification feature.
It does. It does. But it's actually known as the makeup function. This is how it works. With the touch of the button, users can smooth skin and soften shadows to make subjects look clearer, younger, and more natural, just like makeup does. It's a little bit like the old photographer's trick of smearing Vaseline on the lens, except now it's digital Vaseline. The makeup level is adjustable with a dial on the side. You start at level 1, known as very little makeup, the militant lesbian setting. Level 5 is known as the Clay Aiken setting. Level 8, aging hooker. And then, of course, if you crank it all the way up, it's in Catherine Harris mode.
You know, maybe this is the wrong time to bring this up, and maybe America doesn't even care, but one of the people that was passed over in the vice presidential nominee list was Heidi, a strong young woman who has co-hosted several progressive dinner parties with an international theme. But she was unable to bear the vetting process.
Tom, scientist Raul Cano extracted ancient organic material trapped in amber, just like in Jurassic Park. And then, just like in Jurassic Park, he's used it to make something amazing, but it is not a dinosaur. It's even better. What is it?
Better than a dinosaur. Can I have a
hint? Have it. It's the one to have when you're having one more than 40 million years old.
It's the one to have. That's not a hint. That's even worse.
I got it from the hint.
You got it from the hint. It's the one to have.
I can't believe that you, of all people, would not recognize a commercial jingle.
What am I missing here?
Could be because you had too many of them.
A drink?
Yeah, a particular drink. Beer.
Beer.
Yes, it was beer. Cano found ancient yeast in a piece of Burmese amber dating from 25 million to 45 million years ago. He revived it and did what any scientist wanting to improve the world would do. He made beer from it. He recently launched the Fossil Fuels Brewing Company in California, or some call it the beer that made Pangea famous.
How do you know you found, what is fossilized yeast? Is that what you said?
Fossilized yeast. Well, it wasn't, yeah, it was yeast stuck in amber.
How do you know you found, so you're walking along,
yeah,
and you trip, and you look back and you go, oh my gosh, that's yeast stuck in amber. Well, how do you know you found yeast stuck in amber?
I imagine you have to be an expert. You have to, like, know what you're doing.
Maybe it was packaged as such.
Yes.
Attention, yeast stuck in amber.
Fleischmann's, it says.
Well, no, if the yeast is, if the amber is translucent, it could say Fleischmann's underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now they have, like, bubble wrap and blister packs, and back then it was amber. I mean, that's just where they wanted to last.
The beer, of course, being so ancient, has some interesting characteristics. For example, if you drink too much, you see pink woolly mammoths.
And if you've got your beer goggles on, those are hot woolly mammoths.
Exactly.
When you say but, you've said a lot of things nobody else can say. When you say but, you've gone as far as you can go to get